So today's four cases are like this. We're going to be talking about, and the main topic is talking what happens if your person working for you quits in the middle, or if you're the one working, can you quit in the middle? One case would be you hire someone, you know, he's knocking door to door, I mow your lawn, and you say, fine, how much? $30, and he starts mowing your lawn, and in the middle he says, you know, I really don't like this job, I want to quit. So is he allowed to quit? Are you allowed to force him to keep mowing? Well, that's one question. Another question would be a babysitter, right? You hire a babysitter, you go to the chasana, and then in the middle you call and she says, I really prefer not to do this anymore, can you please leave? And can you say, I'm sorry, I hired you to stay till 11, I'll pick you up at 11, right? Who's right? Someone, if you own a pizza store and you have a guy that's working there, and you said he wants to work for the year, I'll give you this much per week, and 2 weeks before Pesach he decides to quit. Okay, that's a third case. Is he allowed to quit? Can you force him to stay? The fact that it's 2 weeks before Pesach doesn't make a difference. And a fourth case would be you hired someone to put a ceiling and a floor in your basement, and he gets halfway through it and he stops in the middle. Is he allowed to stop? Can you force him to finish? Okay? They all have in common is the person is quitting in the middle. Does he have a right to quit? Do you have any right to force him to continue? We'll start with the famous Gemara. Amar Rav, Rav said, Poel yochel lachzargo, a poel is allowed to quit, afila b'chatzi ayom, even in the middle of the day. And the Gemara goes back and forth, and he says the reason for it is why. Dixiv, because the pasuk says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Hashem said, B'nei Yisrael are servants to me. Avadaihem, they are my servants. V'lo avadim la'avadim, and they are not servants to other servants. Meaning Hashem says, B'nei Yisrael, serve me. They are my servants, and there is no one in the world that can say that you have to work for me. A person can't tell another person, you have to work for me and you can't quit. Avadaihem tells us that you can quit whenever you want. That's what the Gemara says. Avadaihem, they are my servants. And if you were working for someone, if you were mowing that lawn and you weren't allowed to quit, you were babysitting and you weren't allowed to quit, I'm just saying theoretically now, so then that would mean you are a servant for the couple that went out, or you're a servant for the owner of the house who hired you. You'd be a servant, you'd be a slave, and Hashem says, you're only a slave to me, you're not a slave to anyone else. So from here the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a worker can quit in the middle of the day. Right? So what arises is, what's the worker get paid? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, that the employer will hire another worker and finish off the job. If he hires the other worker for more money, it doesn't make a difference. If the guy babysat for half the time, she was getting paid $3 an hour, so she worked 2 hours out of the 4 hours, she gets $6 an hour. Even though from the chasana you had to make a call and hire someone else for $5 an hour, so that's she has the right to quit. The babysitter has the right to quit in the middle. That's halacha. Suppose you were able to get someone cheaper. You were able to get someone for $2 an hour for the last 2 hours, so then she has no right to make a profit on quitting. She still gets the $3 an hour that she was planning on. She quit in the middle, she gets paid those $3. Okay, that's simple enough. Now, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I mean, there are those poskim that say it's not right. It's, you know, you went back on your word. It's no worse maybe than if you say that you're going to buy something and then you change your mind. You paid for it, but it wasn't a kinyan. You're called a mechusar amana if you make the deal back, right? So I'm not saying that it's, you know, I'm not saying that you should redder a shidduch maybe, but she's legally allowed to quit in the middle. Okay, that would be simple. Except, we get into this difference that Josh was noticing before. this other Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, the Gemara is talking about the halacha of Me'ila. If someone has benefit from something of Hekdish, he's chayev to pay that difference and back to Hekdish, bring a carbon and add a 20% surcharge. And the same thing is if he takes it out of Hekdish's reshus and he gives it to someone else, so then he has to do that. So the Gemara says, suppose he had a coin, which was a Hekdish coin, and by mistake he paid the barber the coin. So as soon as he gives it to the barber, he's already taken that coin from Hekdish and he's chayev mi'ilo. He has to pay back that value of the coin to Hekdish, 20%, and bring a carbon. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean if you gave to this barber, there was no kinyan made here? The barber didn't take the scissors. There's no kinyan. There was no contract. There was nothing done over here to make him own the coin. Right? The Gemara seems to be saying that until some kinyan is made, some legal transaction is made, the worker, the employer, is not legally, he doesn't have the legal right to have that coin yet. Right? The Gemara is saying, when you gave it to the barber and you made no kinyan, you made nothing, that shouldn't be Hekdish. That shouldn't be Me'ila and Hekdish yet, because he doesn't have any right to keep it until he actually cuts your hair, or until you make a kinyan with Meshicha on the scissors. Right, that's what the Gemara says. So Rabbeinu Tam says, from here you see, right, that's the law of Hekdish. So Rabbeinu Tam learns from here something about the laws of employment. He says, suppose you have a sofer, a scribe, and he hired himself out, and he wanted to quit, and he changed his mind. He doesn't want to go through with it. So the halacha is, Rabbeinu Tam says, and Tosfos here on the spot on Memchas, the halacha is, if that sofer made a meshicha, he took a quill or he took a razor, right, to cut the parchment, right? If the sofer made a kinyan, so then he's no longer allowed to quit on the job. If he didn't make a kinyan yet, so then he's allowed to quit. Right? The Gemara is making a difference that when you make the kinyan, when the Gemara is saying, if the barber didn't make a kinyan, so he doesn't deserve the coin yet. Mashma, if he made a kinyan, he does deserve the coin. Maybe he'll quit, maybe he'll decide not to cut your hair. So Tosu says, you see from here, once you make a kinyan, you cannot quit on the job. You can't change your mind. That's what Tosu says. So Tosu asks, what do we do with the Gemara we just saw? The Gemara says, Avodayim, you're my servants and you're not servants to other servants. You don't have any, no one has a right to make you work if you don't want to. What happened to that halacha that you can quit in the middle of the job? So Rabbeinu Tam says this difference. He says, what's it mean that you're an Eved? You're an Eved if you have to, you're like a servant, right? You're a servant. You're a house help, right? You're a live-in maid. You're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and you're there, so then you're an Eved. If you would not be able to quit, so then that would be avodayim v'la avodim la avodim. That's called a sachir yom. Someone who's being paid per day, per hour, that person is allowed to quit whenever they want to, because otherwise they're tied down during, whether it's a year or this week or this hour, these 4 hours, these 5 hours, the babysitter, she's tied down from 8 to 12. If she can't leave in the middle, she's going to be an Eved during those 4 hours. That's where we say that a worker is allowed to quit in the middle. If they wouldn't be allowed to quit, they would be tied down, they would be a servant. But the other type of worker is called a kablon, a contractor. Not nowadays contractor, but someone who's contracted to do a job, like mowing the lawn. Over there, you didn't say that I had to mow the lawn. I'm hiring you to mow the lawn from 9 to 11. Right? That's not the way it works. I'm hiring you to mow the lawn. You can go next door and do that one first and come back. You can come tomorrow, I don't care. When you finish mowing the lawn, I'll give you your $30. So over there, you're not an Eved. You have no right to quit because you gave your word that you were going to do the job. You have to go through with it, and there's no exemption, there's no loophole of your being an Eved there, because you're not an Eved. The fact that you can just You can just do it anytime you want. So you're not tied down. You're not an eved. You're not an eved in that case. So that's the difference between a sachir, a schir yom, someone who hired hourly, and a kavlan, and someone who is contracted. Now, before we go into the halachas of those two cases, let's just try to get clear. Let's get clear what those two cases are. Right, the Sma'i have it on the second page of the handout. He gives this description of the kavlan. He says a kavlan is not an eved because an eved is someone who has to work without interruption. But this guy could finish his work wherever he wants, do whatever he wants. He's not tied down to any time. That's the svara. So what would happen in a case like this? I didn't say that the difference is, are you getting paid per hour or are you getting paid per job? Because what would be if I hired you to tutor my child? I said, I want you to tutor my child 2 hours every day, and I'll give you $15 per hour to tutor my child. I'm talking to a teenager. You can get away with that price. Right, so I'll hire you for $15 an hour to tutor my child, but I don't care which 2 hours you do. As long as you do 2 hours a day, and you know, if you miss a day, you can do 4 hours the next day. That's all I want you to do. 2 hours a day, whenever you want it. What is that? Is that a schir yom? Is that someone who, is he called an eved? Or is that more like a kablan? Right, he's getting paid per hour, or someone on flex time, right? Someone who works 40 hours a week, but can work whatever 40 hours they want. Are they a sochir or are they a kablan? The Chachma Shlomo says that the fact that you can work any 2 hours that you want, that makes you not an eved anymore. Right? The fact, right? Just a way of understanding, to be an eved, that means that you are tied down during these hours and you're stuck. And so there the Torah is mechadesh. You're my eved. You're not an eved to another person. You're my eved, not to humans. So the Chachma Shlomo says, when are you an eved? From 9 to 11, 11 to 1, you can work whenever you want. The guy says, do it now. You say, well, you know, I could do it tomorrow, I could do it later. Right? So he says that would be a case of a kavlan who could not quit in the middle because he's has this flex time. That's the way he says it. So right now we have this difference. We see that there is a difference between a schir yom. We're going to have this throughout. So these are important terms to remember. The schir yom and a kavlan. A schir yom is getting paid per hour, so by him, the halach is he's allowed to quit in the middle, because otherwise he'd be stuck as an eved. A kavlan, this person is contracted to do a certain job, so that person cannot quit in the middle. Now, what do you mean that person cannot quit in the middle? It means that, so now we can talk about the person mowing the lawn. Right, the person mowing the lawn is not going to be an eved. He's not allowed to quit in the middle. Swams if he does quit. Right? Can you go to Bezdin and force him to finish the job? That's also a machlokas. What it means he's not allowed to quit. Certainly what it means is that if he does quit and you don't force him, okay, you're quitting, goodbye. But here you are with half a lawn to mow. You're not going to finish half the loan for $15 and split it halfway, because by the time the guy has a minimum, $25 for the first part. You know, he has a minimum $25 job to mow your lawn. So when you hire the second guy to finish for $25, the first guy is going to get only $5. That's called yado atachtona. He has the low. He does not have the upper hand. He's on the bottom, meaning he loses either way. If you get someone cheaper, he doesn't get the profit for sure. But if more likely you're going to have to spend more money to get the second guy to finish it off. So there the halacha is that he's going to take that loss. If he already paid him, you could take that money back from him. Right? He has to give it to you. You'll take him to a dentist and he'll give that money back to you. Because he was not allowed to quit. And he quit wrongly. So he suffers the consequences and he has to take that loss. Right, that will be the halacha there. Now suppose he's the other case, the person's allowed to quit, so there we said you could do it even. right? If it's a sachir, a sachir yom, been getting paid per hour, so then we said they're allowed to quit because otherwise they would be an eved. So they work so many hours, they get paid per hour. But let's talk about this case of the someone hired for a year. And let's say that there's Baruch HaShulchan. I mean, it's not a theoretical case. Baruch HaShulchan says this case is on the handout also. He says if you have a shoemaker or a tailor and they're hired to work for you for the year, right there you have a textile business and you have tailors that you hire per year. Now, you know that even though you're hiring them per year, a salary every week, the busy season is always the week before Yantif, the week before Pesach, the week before Rosh Hashanah. That's when the busy season is. And suppose they decide to quit in the middle. They quit, like I said, they quit, you know, the guy in Tov Pizza, the guy quits right before the busy season of Pesach starts. Or right before, you know, for the caterers, right? Right before Pesach starts. They quit right before the busy season starts. So can you say, look, I'm getting paid $200 a week, and what's the difference? I worked from after Sukkot, you hired me after Sukkot, and I worked until Purim, I get my $200 a week. Or do they have a right, do these tailors, the textile manufacturer, does he have the right to say, yeah, I hired you that per week, but that's because I thought you'd be here all year, and if I hire someone weekly now, the rate is much higher, and you quit on me. Right? Is there such a claim that you can make? And the answer is yes, because it has to be fair. When do we say that you get a prorated? That's if it's like a babysitting. It's all an equal job. There's no difference between the first 2 hours and the last 2 hours. I mean, the babies might be asleep by then, but you still pay them the same amount. But over here where the job is seasonal, so there the Aruch HaShulchan says you have to take that into account. You have to make a judgment of what you really would have paid him if you knew he was going to work from Sukkot to Purim and avoided the busy season. Right, that's a halacha. A flip side of that is, suppose in the job there is a certain amount of personal leave. You can, over the course of the year, you have 2 weeks of personal leave, and you quit after half a year. So there the halacha will be, this is Pesachei Choshen says, that you'll prorate it since you work half a year, and a whole year you get 2 weeks of personal leave, so you'd be deserving of 1 week of the personal leave since you worked half a year. Because there's no difference. It's not dependent on the season. You were just allowed a certain amount. So you can prorate that also. Okay, so what we have until now is we have this chiluk between a schir yom, the hourly worker, and a kavlan, the contracted worker. The hourly worker is allowed to quit in the middle. It's an evan. You're not an evan to that other person. The contracted person is not allowed to quit. If the contracted person wants to quit, afi halacha, according to the shach at least, you're allowed to take him to Bezdin. You're allowed to force him and say, no, you have to stay here. That's the way the shach passes. Others disagree, but you would have a good case in saying, you are not allowed to quit on me in the middle. I hired you to finish this, mowing the lawn, finish it, and you're not an evid if I force you to finish. And if he quits anyway, or you let him quit, so then you have the upper hand, he has the lower hand, you can hire someone and he will lose, he won't get as much as the percentage he thought he was getting. And that's what we have until now. Now there's another point. Suppose the guy, it's like a lot of little cases, but it's really based on the whole basis of the whole shiur really is just this avodayim. That's normally you can't quit. You said you're going to do something, you shouldn't quit. There's a heter, a loophole that you can't be an eved. Right? We said if you're paid per hour, you can't be stuck there, you can leave. What happens if you decide, I want to quit, I don't like working over here at this place where I'm getting paid per hour and I'm a sort of a servant, whatever I am over here, and I go hire myself off to someone else. Right? I'm quitting on you to go to the other person. You know, I was babysitting for you, and I call up and say, you call and say, I'm sorry, I want to quit because across the street they just offered me more money. Right? Can you do that? So there, the Chachma Shlomo Kluger says, that will undermine your whole heter to quit. Why are you allowed to quit? You say you're going to do something. How can you quit? So why are you allowed to quit? Because you can't force me to be an Eved. You can't force me to be your servant. But what's the difference if you're my servant or that guy's servant? You can't just say, okay, I'm switching from being your servant to being that other servant. You lost your heter. So this whole heter of quitting in the middle is only if you're going to quit and not take the job somewhere else, or take a job somewhere else. Now, if a week later, 2 weeks later, you change your mind. But this heter of quitting only applies where you are really going to exercise your right not to be an Eved. If you decide that you're going to be an Eved somewhere else, so then you lost your heter. It doesn't help you. You lost your heter over there.
Good question.
He asked that question. So he said, so now you have to work. So he said, no, you don't have to work.
You can quit
and stay home. Right? No one's forcing you to work. It's right, you can't switch if you committed yourself to work over there. Right? You said you're going to babysit for 4 hours. You can't go and switch and babysit somewhere else, but you have that right to say, I don't want to be an Eved, and quit in the middle and go home. Right? You can't switch because the status quo would be you cannot quit. You committed yourself to do a certain thing. You made a kinyan, you started the job. You shouldn't be able to quit. It's not just a xeris hakasuv that you're allowed to quit, period. They're looking at it. You're allowed to quit to avoid being an Eved. Right, that's the way they're looking at this heter. Avadehem, you're allowed to quit to avoid being an Eved. So, okay, so I want to bring up one last wrinkle in this halacha. And that is, there's a machlokis, the Ritva holds, that even though we said you're allowed to quit in the middle, if you're this type of worker, you're a schir yom, but if you made a kinyan, and there's a shaila whether a contract is a kinyan, a contract probably would be a kinyan also, it's a kinyan shtar. If you had a contract, you made a kinyan, so according to the Ritva, he made a kinyan. You waived your rights to be able to quit. That's what the Ritva holds, which would make the difference with the guy that you hire to finish your basement, because hopefully you did have a contract with him. And once he has a contract, he's made a kinyan that he's going to finish it. So according to the Ritva, well, there anyway is a kaplan, but suppose you made a contract with your babysitter, right? You wrote it down. Shouldn't be. Some people do that sometimes. They shouldn't. So if you made a kinyan, you made a contract. So according to the Ritva, you would not be able to quit. I mean, the Shach says there also, but you're still an Eved. What's the difference? Right? If the Torah says, I don't want you to be an Eved, what's the difference if you're an Eved with a kinyan or without a kinyan? You're still an Eved. So the Shach doesn't go for that. He says that in the case of a Sachir, the case of a Schir Yom, even if you made a kinyan, the person can still quit. We're not saying that it's the best thing in the world. Once again, we're not saying morally whether they might be a Mechus Reimana, but they have the legal right to quit in the middle. Now, how about a Kablan? The Kablan, the contracted. So there is a difference. The Shach says that, and we spoke this before, that if he made a kinyan, right, like the case that Tosas was talking about, the guy picked up the scissors, the scribe picked up the quill, or there was some other contract, if there was a kinyan, so there Tosas said, we see from here, you're not allowed to quit. And Tosas says, halacha is that you can force him to finish the job also. Right, so let's go back to our case of the contractor finishing the basement. So there he's a kavlan, he's getting paid to finish the basement. And there's a contract, there's a kinyan, the kinyan was made. So there, the halacha would be, you can force them to finish the job. If there was no contract for some reason, the case of the guy mowing the lawn, he's a kavlan, but there's no contract. So there the halacha is, even though he started mowing the lawn, so he's not supposed to quit, but you can't force him to finish the job. If he chooses to quit, so then you have the upper hand, he has the lower hand, and he'll lose monetarily, but you can't force him to finish the job. So it ends up that there's three gradations. This Schir Yom, the hourly worker, right, we'll wrap up now. The Schir Yom, the hourly worker, He's being paid for an hour. So he's an Eved. He can get out of being an Eved, however we define the different cases that we make him into a Sker Yom. He's allowed to avoid being an Eved, can quit in the middle, like the babysitter. The babysitter can quit in the middle. And what do they get paid? They get paid the same exact amount that they were planning on getting paid, prorated, with all the benefits, whatever they get, prorated. It's a yearly contract. They get prorated without any loss at all. That's a Sker Yom. If someone is getting paid per job, a kablon, so then it depends. If they just merely started doing the work, or they just agreed to, so they're not allowed to change. They're not allowed to quit. That's halacha. You're not allowed to quit. Ein yochel lachso. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But what's it mean you're not allowed to quit? There it just means that if you do quit, you suffer the financial consequences of whatever that guy has to do to finish off the job is going to come from the part that you did, and you'll end up with less payment than you wanted to. And the third case is, if you're that type of kablan and you had made a kinyan, you had actually made a kinyan with that person, so then, according to the Shach, he can force you to mamish finish the job, and you're not allowed to, he can force you to finish, and you had to finish. That's what the halacha would be. So those are the three cases. We did not discuss tonight what happens if it's going to cause a financial loss by your quitting. We also did not discuss tonight what happens if you had to quit because of some unavoidable circumstance. Like the person you're tutoring got sick, you got sick, the hurricane came and you weren't able to mow the lawn that day. Right? So those are going to be future topics. But tonight's topic is just to know when there's no financial loss, there are cases where you're allowed to quit in the middle, there are cases where you're legally allowed, there are cases where you're not allowed to. That depends on what type of employment it was. Were you a sacher? Were you a kablan?